SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
What is going on?
Great to have you here. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot to do this hour. We have the baseball going on. We have the soccer this weekend. We have the UFC Saturday night. We have the golf. We are getting closer and closer to football being back.
I mean, really.
It's getting there.
Yeah, you sure about that?
So this guy Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, right? He was on the Yankees the last few years. He's found like this power surge recently for Toronto, right, Joe? And he hits a homer, and they're down 7-4, right? They were down 7-3. Now they're down 7-4. They do like a whole show, like put a jacket on him. They put like you guys are losing. Like what?
It's like
I know staying light, like, Joe. I know it's like the turnover chain, but yeah, I know it's like trying to stay light, but like, come on now. Like, what are we doing?
Carver, this is where we're at. But I tell you what, the Royals, let's go. 4-1, first and second, continue. Extend. Cardinals, first and third, nobody out or one out. Come on, man. Come on. A three-run shot for Serrano. Come on. Burleson, this hack.
Going after him?
I don't know. Is there any relation to Nate Burleson?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but could he at least have a Texas League at a center? Score at least something? I mean, we've got about
Texas
nine
leaguer.
Bases. Here we go.
Yeah,
they
Texas
locked it up.
Leaguer.
You know what that's from? In play. One out. In play. Oh, that's a sack fly. Get him in. Look at this.
Get him in.
What's going on? The guy from third, Ciani, can't run home? This is gutless, man.
Wow, Alonzo homer.
All right, he got him in. 1-0. All right, we cracked through.
Joe?
You get one, you get six. That's the way it works.
Is that how it works? You get one, you get six?
You get one, you get six. Open up that faucet, baby. Open up that faucet. You ever have a leaky faucet back in the day?
Can we get Witt for the Royals?
Can you get what? Bases loaded for the Royals, Carver.
Bobby Witt.
Oh, sit dead, redhead. Come on, sit dead, redhead. Sit dead, red, Bobby Witt. Come on, Carver. I can't take this.
Sit dead, red.
Give me 8-1. I put it in another.
Anything's possible.
Come on, Cardinals. These teams are gutless. Sit dead, red kid. I put in another wheel play.
Did you?
Over 12 and a half Guardians, Royals. Over 11 and a half Rockies. Over 11 and a half A's.
Alonzo homer, Joe. Let's go.
Oh, the Irish Bear. Again, the Irish Bear again. Oh, man. Irish Bear.
All right, Joe. I'm getting all my ducks in a row here. I think we're getting everything in order. Finally.
We're getting in order.
It's taking a while, but we're getting all the ducks in a row.
For what, though?
You know. 1-0 Cardinals.
I said that already.
I know, but it only works if I say it.
Well, you bet the over?
I might have something going on there.
Come on, I got bases loaded here, Carver. Come on, root it in for a change. Stop being Mr. Negative.
Always rooted in for you,
Joe. Crypto Knight.
I mean, always rooted in for you.
If I was Superman instead of
the Rock. Are you going to get all your money? You're going to get involved in that, all the money they're going to give out for the Sunday ticket thing? You get involved
there? Yeah, I mean, you're lucky if you get that back in like 2057. You're lucky if you get that money.
Got to throw your name in the hat, right?
Everybody's hemming and hawing. You're going to get this, you're going to get that. I don't even want to say the word you're going to get. It's an Italian word. I can't say it. You're going to get that. That's what you're going to get. Yeah, it's almost like throwing Christmas time and coal in the stocking. It's similar. You're going to get that.
You're saying that the people aren't going to get paid is what you're saying.
They're going to get paid. They might all be 90 by the time they get it.
I was saying that they don't have to pay me. You just give me like 5 years of Sunday ticket on the arm, and then I'll be happy.
Can't do that.
Because
now YouTube owns it. YouTube owns it.
I know. Well, NFL is very powerful. They can do whatever they want.
I mean, Goodell's almost as powerful as you. I mean, he walks around with the nightstick, and so do you. So
I don't walk around with a nightstick.
Oh, you do. Come on. You start coming down like you're
not
recording,
me.
You know.
Not
you
me.
You start walking down in the basement and you're rattling the bars just to wake people up. In play.
I got nothing going on.
In play. This is it, Carver. Anything but a double play. Anything.
You chick. You keyed this game, this red cardinal game. I keyed the red cardinal game.
Base hit? Is it a base hit, Carver? Is it a base hit? It is a base hit. There we go. One in, 5-1 Royals, and we're still hitting. Keep them loaded.
Get it back to Witt. I need Witt to homer.
Nah, I don't know. Hunter Renfroe, who's up?
We need Witt.
Lofton's up. And don't call me Kenny Lofton. First ball hitting. That's it. Sit dead red.
He's swinging, baby.
What did this kid do?
Bust it open.
But a double play. Anything but a double play. I think this guy, first pitch. Look at this hack. What
did
he do? Double play. God, you can't do that.
Unbelievable.
First ball hitting.
You can't do that.
Oh, man. I think it was a number, too.
It was a number.
Yeah, right down the like, you know, just like, you know, barely got out. You can't do that.
Can't do it. Can't do that. Can't do
two
that.
2-0 Cubs. 2-0. 1-0 Cardinals. Come on, Cardinals. Pick it up. Kick it up a notch.
It's all turning around for you, Joe.
Carver, we're on a two-game hitter, okay? All my premium clients got this all total. This is the crypto smash your bookie with a tire iron July 4th pre-special. This is dropping before anything else. And if we don't win tonight, the good news is with the promo code, okay, Country Hump, you can get the July 4th contest, my favorites for that, are absolutely free. Okay? Chestnut is out. We have a couple of dark horses we like. Louis Lips.
Louis the Lip?
Louis the Lip. Louis Lips.
All right, Joe. I want to give you a little bit of the golf when we come back.
I
got to tell you who's in the mix here.
I'm betting Sam Stevens.
A lot of your guys are around, man. We could try to get some tens and fives with a few of your
guys.
Sam, don't call me Ben Stevens. But we could try to get them for some fives and tens. We could put it with the golf. Put it with the golf?
Yeah.
Take one of those all totals, and we'll put them with Sam, don't call me Ben Stevens, for a top five this weekend. Or JoJo Highsmith. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. So we've got a few of these baseball games going on. 5-1 Royals, which you're excited about. Man, the Braves took that 6-0 lead in like the second inning, Joe. There's been nothing since. Just ice cold. Mets got a 3-run homer from Jeff McNeil to take a 6-2 lead. Yeah. Man, Mets are back, Joe.
Forget the Mets right now.
Mets are back.
With the bases loaded for the Brew Crew. Can I get a granny?
Is it Yelich? Apple?
I don't know. It's Kutrin.
Chirio.
What's his name?
It's Chirio.
Cuccio? Cuccio? What's his name?
Chirio.
Coltrane? Whatever. Could he hit a four? Could he hit a Granny Smith for me? 4-2.
Keep the line moving to Yelich.
That's all you care about. It's only you.
Yeah, you've been eating. No, I haven't.
I see. You're jealous. I know. Instead of my partner,
I'm jealous. I want to sell. I want to get involved too.
Right. You want the bouquets. You're mad that your partner, when you were out, was getting the bouquets. Joe, great pick. This is it, Joe. I'm with you. And that
I don't mind that stuff.
That bothered you. I know.
I want everyone to eat.
No, you don't. You just you want.
I want my plate too.
You. Nah, I don't know, but that's a bad look by you. It's a bad look.
Yeah, I don't think so. Euros this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, knockout round starts.
Yeah.
Italy against Switzerland. Matthias, I like Switzerland to win this Euro game on Saturday against Italy. I'm going to take the Swiss. I can't see Germany losing to Denmark. I mean, I'm sure England will try, but I can't see them losing to Slovakia. And obviously Spain's not going to lose to Georgia. I think that Swiss is the only chance for a legit upset over the weekend of the four games. Oh, this pig Vlad.
I actually agree with you, Carver, but you know what? The bet that I like in that game is first both teams to score. Yes, at +115. I think we get a 1-1 game in there, actually. And I think it's going to be a pretty good one because Switzerland likes to attack, so they leave themselves open. So Italy will actually probably play a free-flowing game. That's going to make for some good action. I think we're off for a great first game in the elimination games. But both teams to score at +115 is what I'm playing.
There you go.
These other three games are going to be squash jobs, right? I mean, they should.
Are they?
I mean, I guess
any
Denmark
of these games go over?
No, I don't think so at all, actually. I think Denmark and Germany actually could go to a tie. You know, Denmark, this is a great team that they have, and they've really brought it back from the last time that they were in the European Championships where they made a run. You know, Christian Eriksen is still there. They're motivated, and they don't fear Germany. You know, Germany isn't a powerhouse team at the moment. Yeah, they've won World Cups, but they aren't the team that they used to be. So they are the host nation, which is going to be tough, but I think Denmark plays a great game. You know what? I think this could go 1-1 or possibly 2-2. I like it going extra time, man. I think this game runs long. It's exciting, but it's going to be a fun one, man. Host nation against a tough Danish team.
Mm. I'm only going to play the goal scorers in these games, probably. I'm going to go back. If this guy, Scamacca, Gianluca Scamacca, can't finally cash one for me. I've been waiting.
4-2 Brew Crew.
Whoa,
we cracked it open.
Who
Come
hit
on,
it?
Cardinals. I think it was Carpaccio. I think it was Carpaccio.
Carpaccio. Carpaccio. Churio?
Whatever his name is. Did he hit it?
I'm looking now. It was Churio. Wow. Grand Slam. 4-2 Brewers.
Apple. The Granny Smith apple now. Could this Royal game start to get a little juice in this
yes,
Cardinals?
Yes, and listen, I'm not even messing around with you right now. I need Witt to hit a homer in that game.
Now I'm going to do what you said. I'll think about it to finish off
a homer parlay for me.
Yeah,
I'll think about it.
I don't know if I want to root it in right this second. I'll think about it.
You see, that's where you're pretty gutless. I never said I didn't want something to come in for you. I never said that. I just said I want some of my stuff to happen, too. I didn't sit here and say, God, I hope that game's a dead under. You know, did I ever say that to you? No.
I got to go back and listen.
Did I ever say that to you? God, I hope that game's a dead under.
No, you didn't say dead on.
No, I did not. I didn't say that. All I said was, while these runs are being scored, can I eat a little bit too? That's all that I said to you.
That's what you said. How about
this? Is that all? Can I eat a little bit too? That's all I'm saying. Is that possible? You,
I'm just going to say this. Word on the street is you eat a lot. And you, you
that's not the word. Not the word.
I don't know.
Not the word.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, listen. You know, let's put that be let what do they say? Let bygones be bygones. Let's just sure. Let's just look forward, okay? And not look back. Okay? Okay? Maybe you can win and hopefully I can win, all right?
That would be the hope. The hope would be that everybody can eat. Like that used to be the mantra around here.
Well, but
that's
then
what it used to be. Everybody yeah, eats, then and then it became everyone out for themselves. Cutthroat. That's just a, I don't know why you started that. You started
everybody out for themselves.
Cutthroat is what it became. Used to be everybody eats.
I don't know about that. All right. Let's get back to the wing. Positivity, positive chi. Let's get everything in order, okay?
Yeah, we got to try to do that.
All right. You're not involved in the Cubs over, are you?
No, just want Yelich to homer.
You're not involved in the Guardians over, are you?
Just need Witt to homer. Need Witt to
You're
homer.
Not involved in the Reds over, are
I
you?
I got nothing going on in that game.
All right, so I got life. I got a shot. Okay, good. All right. Let's do it.
I don't know what that means. You got a shot now. I don't understand what that means.
Let's go. We got. Let's do it.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
I was just making some last-minute maneuvers here for this Dodger-Giant game tonight.
Yeah.
And I told you, obviously, the Dodger home run numbers are pretty inflated tonight because Webb doesn't really give up any homers. But we do have some guys on the Dodgers, Joe, who's got some pretty good history against Webb.
Freeman?
Well, Freeman's one of them, Joe. And listen to this. Freeman's 14 for 31 in his career off of Logan Webb. Joe, that's a pretty nice living 452 he's hitting off of him.
All right, so what do you want to do?
Now, he has a homer off him, albeit it's only one in 31 at-bats. But he obviously sees him pretty well, Joe, if he's hitting 452 off him in his career. Do you know what number they're offering you tonight for Freeman to homer?
What?
10 to 1.
Oh, come on, let's do it. What do you want
plus
to do?
Plus 1,000. They have Freeman in.
All right,
for...
so let's put Freeman.
I think we could do two things here. I think you definitely just you have to play it straight, okay? And
no,
then if
no,
you
no.
want
put
and no, listen,
over.
listen. Half a unit straight. The other half with all the nonsense. You got to get something if he hits one. If he hits one, Joe, at 10-1, and you're waiting around for the Diamondbacks and the A's to score 17 runs, I'm going to be upset.
6-1 Royals.
Was it Witt?
I don't know.
Was it Witt?
I don't know. Was it Witt?
They got a guy on base. It couldn't have been Witt. Couldn't have been a homer. I mean, Witt might have driven in the runs, but that's not enough, Joe.
Here's what I did. I got a token, too, Carver.
Nah, Witt didn't do anything.
Like, I got a token. Just... You ready? I put Freeman. Yeah. With, I got a wheel special here. Look at this.
This guy's done nothing tonight. This is just...
What's the problem now?
Eh, you know. Anyway, back to Freeman. 10-1.
I took him with the over.
You took him with the over.
And I took him with the over.
In that game, in the Giant-Dodger game?
And I also took him with the over in the Rockies and the over in the A game.
Did you play him by himself, too?
No, I didn't.
All right, well, I don't know what to tell you.
6-1. Come on, we got a runner on second already. Come on, Colorado. Come on, Colorado.
Colorado.
Colorado. 1-0 Cardinals and a runner on first. Could we crack this game open?
Crack it open, Joe. Can we crack it open?
I don't know. Just hope. Everything is a hope tonight. Yeah.
Hopes and dreams?
I don't know. So what? So you're... All right, hang on.
Let's figure it out, Joe. Get the pen and the paper out.
Here's what I want to do. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? I'm serious, okay?
Yeah, I'm listening. It's okay.
So let's take... I really like the over in the White Sox, okay? And I like the over in the Athletic game. I'm willing to take Freeman for two hits tonight, plus 195 and a ribby.
You're willing to take Freeman.
Yeah.
So now you want to get involved in other things besides the homer.
I got the homer already. Now I want more. Now I want the ribby. Where's the ribby? Where's the ribby?
You got to find it. You got to search for it.
I got it right here. Plus 165. So we're going to do Freeman for two hits, over 7.5, Freeman for a ribby, over Rockies, over Athletics. And a partridge in a pear tree. Come on.
All right, that's fine.
You're not doing it, though. I could tell.
I'm only playing him to homer. So that's what I said. I said I'm going to play him to homer.
You don't like Freeman for two hits, huh?
I don't want to play a guy for two hits. I just want to root for him to homer. Is that all right?
Yep.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So here's what we got cooking. 9-5 now. The Yankees have extended again. Extend. Haven't been a lot of scoring anywhere else, though. 6-1 Royals, you mentioned. Isabel homer. I need Witt to really come through late night in that game. The Braves had 6 in the second inning, and they haven't scored since. Although they got 2 on and 2 out in the bottom of the 7th. Padres up 9-2. I think I'm going to get one more at bat out of Machado there, Joe. See if he can do anything for
that'll
me.
That'll help you. That'll help.
And
you.
Top of the 9th in Baltimore, as the Orioles are trying to finish off the Rangers. I think they're down to their last out with Tavares up. We'll see what happens there in that one. Let me give you who's in the lead with the golf here for this weekend. Akshay Bhatia and Aaron Rye are both 13 under going into the weekend. Now they're going to play, Joe, because of weather in threesomes. Going off early, so everyone's going to get out there pretty fast on Saturday. Cameron Forever Young is 2 shots back at 11 under, along with Eric Van Rooyen, Troy Take Me to the Merrick Parkway, Taylor Montgomery. We got a lot of guys in the mix here, Joe. You got a lot of guys, only a couple shots back. Here are some of your guys that Cam Davis is 10 under. He's 3 back. Jake Afternoon Knapp is 9 under. Sam, don't call me Ben Stevens, 9 under. Let's see. So
like
he's 4
him.
Shots. He's 4 shots back, Joe. He's 50-1.
Let's take him, Corvin. Let's take him.
JoJo Highsmith, who had a hole in one, his second of the year, believe it or not. He had one at the Amex back in January. JoJo Highsmith is 120-1 in his 4 shots back.
JoJo!
Any more of Joe's guys make the cut here? Nicky Dunlap, 8 under. 5 shots back. Ben Cole.
Give me somebody with some juice.
Well, you see, I'm getting down the list now. These guys aren't going to win. These guys who are 6, 7 under, they're probably a little too far back in this birdie fest.
Oh, hoagie fest.
I think the guys, if you wanted to, and how about Skins?
Skins? Yeah, you
seven under
with this guy.
I want. No, what are they giving me for Skins for a T10 right now?
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you this: is Sam Stevens three out of the lead?
He's four back. He's nine under. He's four out of the lead.
But he's got the whole weekend. He's still 80-1, isn't he, to win it all?
50.
I saw yesterday he was 80-1. I forgot.
Yesterday he was 80. Now he's 50. You know, they're giving you 8-1 on Skins for top 10. Skins.
Yeah, but he's a crowd favorite now. You got to go with the hacks.
He's not a crowd favorite, Joe. I'm telling you. Skins is not a crowd favorite.
All right, we got some juice. White Sox with runners on first and second, and we got first.
What about Robert?
First and third, no, but one out in the Cardinal game. Can I break through with a double? Can you give me a double, and I'll put it with Sammy Stevens? Sam, oh, they locked it out. Nothing but a double play.
Come on.
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Come on.
Wow,
come on. Double.
Hell of a wild pitch.
Oh, that's
there.
A blast. Come on. Get him home. Could this guy?
I took the Yankee run off the board, Joe. I saw them review something. They must have reviewed it and took the run off the board.
What this review, too? That's another thing, like in baseball. Look at this. Does the guy at least score from home?
Locked
third?
It up on the Chicago game. Let's go.
Look at this. The guy can't score from third on a sac fly. Like, what are we doing in Major League Baseball? Nobody plays small ball anymore. We got a guy
right
on third base that can't score on a fly ball to left center field. Like, what are we doing? Ah, it's so frustrating. I need to be a coach. Need to be.
You do need to be a coach, so you'd be a good motivational speaker for these guys, too.
Oh, forget it. And right. If I got up by 20, I wouldn't stop. Win by 50. And in that pregame, postgame conference, I might get it. I might have to get mano a mano with the opposing head coach if he has a problem with it.
Who's the other guy that you liked near the top?
Oh, who was that?
JoJo?
No, not JoJo. No, it was
Sam Stevens plus 550 for a top five.
I'll tell you right now. Hang on, the leaderboard. Hang on. Let me look at this leaderboard.
I wouldn't go anything under 9 under. I think that's there's too many birdies out there. The guys, there's so many guys between 9 and 13 that I think it's going to be tough for anybody further back than that to make that up at this point.
I'm looking through the names now. I see Matty Schmidt, Malnati.
Yeah, Malnati.
Hostler, dead to rights.
Yeah, but those guys
under.
Are all at the bottom. I mean, they're all finished. Liked,
the guy I liked on top of Sam Stevens, let me see here. Hang on, I'm looking Nicky Horty. It wasn't J.J. Spawn, was it?
J.J. Spuds? Is that who you like?
I mean, you know what? Carver, right now... I mean, I think Sam Stevens, he shot 6 under. I'm going to go for it. I'm picking him to win. Second and third in the Cardinal game. Can we crack through here? 2 outs. Can we crack through? And I'll put it with Sam Stevens. Come on. Give me a little.
Put the Freeman homer with Sam Stevens?
Yeah, I'll do that. Freeman to get a hit and a homer. How about a hit and a homer?
Well, Homer is a hit, just so you know.
Yeah, but you could play them both.
If it doesn't move the odds, Joe.
Yes, it does, because if he has a single first, then he hits a homer, you get both.
Joe, well, if you put it in a parlay,
yeah,
a guy to homer, and you also add him to get a hit, it doesn't move the number.
All right, let me just put... All right,
now, if you put him to get 2 hits, that's a different story.
How about 2 home runs?
I mean, if you want to be a pig, go ahead and be a pig. It's hard enough for the guy to hit one off him. You want to go for 2, go ahead.
You know what? I'm putting him with Sam Stevens to win it all.
Freeman put it with the golf with Sam Stevens. However you want to do it. It doesn't matter. Yeah, home run, RBI, yeah, what hit, whatever.
I mean, $10 pays $5,000. Jeez.
Okay, well, I guess you're rooting for Freeman to homer tonight.
I tell you what, I put in $15. It pays $7,600.
Let's get him in.
Let's get him in. And Sam Stevens, I'm riding this dog right into the dirt.
Get him up and get him in.
Ben Stevens. Could this guy have a heater on Saturday?
He might.
That would be great. I tell you, don't tell me. Sam, don't call me Ben Stevens. I'd like to take down the book with this. You imagine? Can you put a grand on it? I'm just curious. What would a grand... 76... I'm just curious.
They're probably,
what would
that do?
I'm just curious.
I don't know. You got some big limits over there, so...
Hang on. Can you do that? I'm just curious to see. What would that do to the needle? Bases loaded in St. Louis, Carver. Come on, De La Cruz? Come on, root it in, man.
I am rooting it in, Joe. I'm doing everything that I can.
Let's do something crazy.
But like I said, I want to get
Let's
my
guys. Let's put it with LSU to win the Natty.
No, I'm not involved in any of that nonsense. It's no shot. We'll come back. Carver Galisi on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Joe couldn't help himself. He had to put Sam, don't call me Ben Stevens, who's five shots back with, nine or 12 guys.
He's four back. Is he four? Four.
He's nine under, I mean. He's nine under. He's four shots back, but he's got, 10 or 12 guys in front of him as well that he'd have to climb through. With Freddie Freeman a homer, looks like we moved the number on Freeman. He went down to 9-1, huh, Joe?
Yeah.
When you put it in. And then, of course, Joe, never enough. Michigan and LSU to make the college football playoff. This is a plus 257960. Six-figure payout for Joe on that one. If Sam, so first of all, that could all be over in about 3 hours if Freddie Freeman doesn't homer. That dream will die quick, but. I wonder.
Well, just give us to Sunday. Just get us to Sunday, Freddie. Will they get? I'm curious.
Extend it, Freddie.
All right. Let's just say Freeman Homer is in the first, right?
Yeah.
Steven somehow, some way, by a miracle, wins it. You think they're giving me at least five-figure payout?
I don't know, Joe. I mean, knowing them, I would say no. No, I don't think so. Because they're cheap with the payouts. That's why you shouldn't do them cheap.
Base is loaded in Kansas City.
Matias, tell us who you got for these UFC fights. I don't want to forget this. Who do you got for 303 Saturday night? This was supposed to be the Conor McGregor fight until it got bagged. So who do you got?
I got Pareda via TKO, guys. I'm going back to the well. This guy's been paying me every single time, and I'm not going to run away from it now. Let's go, baby. We're going with Pareda. And also, I've been going back and forth with MVP and Ian Garry, and my final pick is Ian Garry. I think he lands some shots on MVP. And you know what? I think we might see MVP's age for a change, man. He's coming in at plus 130. Some people are taking him, but I'm going with Ian Garry, man. Also, Joe, this one's for you. I was doing some digging, and this one's a juicy one. Anthony Smith to win his fight via submission plus 700. That's some tremendous value. I think he could actually take this fight to the ground and submit his opponent. So let's go with those picks. Plus 700, Joe. Book it. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Pineda. All right. I'm in.
Wait, so who's winning this Pereira fight?
Pineda?
He's fighting Jiří Procházka.
Who? Come on.
It's a rematch.
These are a bunch of nobodies. This was supposed to be McGregor.
You can't replace a name like McGregor off the. You can't do that. No, it's not.
They can't scrape up Shamrock or.
He's one of like the five biggest names in the UFC history. I mean, it's just. I'm not saying, and remember what I just said there. I did not say one of the five best fighters, right, Matias? I said he's one of the five biggest names in UFC history.
Yes, right? Exactly.
I said that correctly, right, Matias? I didn't say anything wrong there. I said that correctly.
You did. Hey, you know what, guys? I forgot about one more play. Let me whip out the notebook. We're doing under a round and a half in the Peyton Talbot Gamori fight, and we're going to parlay it with Joe Pyfer at minus 300. That will give us Joe Pyfer. And that gives us plus 150. So that gives us some good value
This guy Pfeiffer must be on their prelims, right? Where's Pfeiffer?
Yeah, he's on the prelims.
The Pied Pfeiffer.
He is actually the main event on the prelims. So he's the featured prelim.
That. What's the prelims on? Plus, or are they gonna put that on like ESPN? What do they got the prelims on? Prelims are on ESPN.
I think usually. You know what? I'm not sure.
So your boy Cub Swanson's on the prelims too? Cubby?
He is on the prelims, man. Plus 185. And I think Andre Feely's getting in there too quickly. He just fought not even 6 months ago. And Dan Ige, the Hawaiian, knocked him out silly.
Ige, baby. Bases loaded in Kansas City.
Is Witt up? Only good if Witt's up.
Garcia. Garcia. Bases loaded. Walks as good as a hit. Come on.
As long as Witt homers. Okay, Joe?
Hit him. Just hit him. You could hit him, and that's still good for everybody. Walks as good as a hit. Hit that, and everybody eats. Lean into it with the shoulder. Could he lean in? Guys don't lean into it anymore. They're afraid.
No, they don't. Angels already up 2-0 with a Renhifo homer.
This could be a good night. They locked it, Carver. Don't.
Hey, guys, you know what? Listen to this, Carver. This is the name. Mm-hmm. Here's some value for you, too, Joe. Andre Arlovsky. You guys recognize that name? I'm sure you guys, a little bit. The guy's been fighting forever. In the UFC.
Dan Arlovsky?
Andre Arlovsky at plus 215.
Dan Arlovsky or who's that?
Andre Arlovsky.
Okay, Andre.
I don't know. Shamrock?
There's some good value on Andre at plus 215 on the in the prelims as well against Badai. Bunch
Dan
of live
Severin?
Dogs.
Is Dan Severin fighting?
Nah, but Jillian Robertson's
here
fighting,
comes
Joe.
Wit.
Jillian Robertson. Let's go.
Could he grand slam?
From your lips to God's ears.
From my lips to God's ears. Grand slam. Sit dead red, Bobby Witt Jr. Sit dead red. Give him the old number one.
Come on, Bobby.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby!
Hey,
come on, Bobby!
Hey, Bobby! Come on, Bobby! Come on, Matias. Root it in for a change. You're like kryptonite sometimes, too. You don't want us to eat.
What do you mean, Joe? We made money, Joe. You know what? Brazil, 3-0 for Brazil in the first half. Rolling.
Vamos, vamos.
Does Junior got any of those?
Who, Witt Jr.?
He's got two of them, Mike. He's got two of them.
Now, that's good news. It's about time we got some good news around here. I got him for most goals scored for them in the tournament. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Come on, Bobby. We're back after
this. Come on, Bobby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. I'm here with you. All right, Joe. So we're all set up here. I know. You see, Joe's upset because this is like, you know, soccer and golf and UFC. And doesn't Wimbledon start on Sunday too, Matias? Doesn't Wimbledon start on Saturday or Sunday too?
Oh, it does, Mike. I've been betting tennis nonstop the last couple days too. I'm ready for grass season, baby.
So he's ready for grass, and that's, you know. But Joe, like I said, there's a reason why I told you that at the beginning of the show. Eight more. Friday night, Carver and Lisi's.
I don't even know what that means. Eight more.
Because in eight Carver and Lisi Friday night shows, we'll be previewing, doing week zero picks.
It's eight.
It's not a lot, Joe. It's not a lot.
I keep saying that.
And Monday is July 1st. And Monday starts the college football previews in full earnest. July 1st, I'll give you the schedule on Monday. We'll start with... Do you want to start with a bang, or do you want to start with a smaller conference? How do you want to start?
No, I can't. No, don't kick it off with a small conference.
You don't want the American to kick things off, Hennigan over at Memphis. You don't want to do that.
It's like a tease. Don't give
so
me the
you
want
to kick
goals.
It off with a bang. You need a bang.
Yeah.
SEC, Big Ten. What do you want?
Well, you pick. You pick.
No, you pick it.
It's you're driving the bus. You create the fare. Yeah, man, 2-0 Diamondbacks. This game is going to go straight through the total, and this Kansas City game might leave me at the altar. Small villages in the Cardinal game and the other game.
Judge was up with the bases loaded, and he had a single, unfortunately. We needed him to have a homer.
Oh, man, I can't.
Man. I know, Joe.
I know. My whole future now relies on Freddie Freeman and Stan Stevens.
My foreseeable future,
right here.
So you root one in for Freddie tonight.
I want you to text me when he homers. I know you're going to be watching the game.
Did you get your Bronny Rookie of the Year ticket yet at 250-1?
I'm not Bronny Rookie of the Year.
Did you get that ticket yet?
Nope.
I think all the same people who bet him to be the first overall pick are running to bet that. They're all in the mix for that play. I'm surprised you're not in.
Nah.
No, Joseph.
Not my style.
No, I can't do it. Mm-mm. Can't do it. All right, Joe. Well, you got anything else lined up for the weekend?
Yeah, overs, Carver. I'll text you them tomorrow. I got to see. Whatever games go under tonight, I'm going to flip it and go over tomorrow. Look at this brave
game. So that's the strategy? Like any game that goes under on Friday, you go after the overs on Saturday?
Yep. Look at this. Brew Crew leaves me at the altar. I mean, this game slowed down. The Royal game slowed down. This gutless Cardinal, again, first and second. Can't convert. We got nobody out first and second.
Him.
Reds.
Him.
I told you, it's him. This is it.
Fair ball down the quarter. Yankees just keep scoring runs tonight, Joe. They've busted back out.
This is it, gentlemen. We're in purgatory. 6-1 now, the Braves.
I just gave you the 8 weeks. That's purgatory.
This is it, boys.
Weeks of purgatory now.
I got to hear these Copa picks. I mean, really, every place.
I forgot about a Euro pick, guys. Mike, you know what I want to squabble with on Sunday? Romania to score the first goal of the game against Netherlands.
Can you find that at plus
300
Monday.
On some books. That's
Monday,
live, guys.
That's great value, Matias.
That's Monday,
plus 300.
I saw
a lot of books shopping around, plus 210, plus 220. You're almost getting a full dollar more.
See, that's not right, Joe.
I'm serious.
That was unnecessary, Joe. Joe's had enough of the soccer talk. We'll do a full hour on the SEC win totals on Monday night for Joe. Great job by Matias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.